Okay, this man came in after you called me. He's about my age. I've known him since 1960 or 70. And I told him about you. I said, I'd love for you to talk to him. And you got a better recollection. Back then when we first got acquainted than I have. His name is L.P.
Is he from down southeast of here too?
Yeah, he lived. Well, I believe there's two barbed wire fences between us for 12 years.
Huh.
And his family and my family, kids grew up pretty well together. Got a big start in a way together.
Did I ask you about head cheese?
Head cheese?
I think I did. Didn't I? What you did with the head of the hog?
No, you didn't. My wife can make it. We called it hog head cheese, I believe.
Did I ask you about that part of the head that was down in here?
No. You know what that is, was called, don't you, when we were butchering a hog? You can buy it now out of the store. That's called a joe meat. It's just a boil with vegetables, mostly.
Uh-huh. You ever smoked that or anything?
No, don't think so. Yeah, maybe we did. Yeah, when we'd kill three or four hogs, have three joes, you see, or four, and we hang them up, smoke them, or salt them down. Mm-hmm. Smoke them just like that. Yeah, that's my recollection. Better.
Did meat ever spoil on you?
Well, it's very seldom. It seems to me like we killed a hog one time. It was a big hog. And I remember we waited till December thinking it'd be a cold Christmas, no good time to kill it. Seemed to me like we lost a little of it, secret teddy. We was pretty successful in it. Now that's another thing. This man that's up there at the house right now, visiting with the wife, him and his wife.
Say, do you want to go back and visit with them for my kids?
No. Now, I'll tell you what, I don't have a thing to do anymore. Well, I'm going to rest a little bit, and you can excuse me till in the morning, and I'll give you the address, and you come up to the house.
Okay, good.
You can plug in up there. I come down here, I might get something to do, and I don't think I will. Judge's going to stay away from here. Well, I'll start telling you about this man. He's one of the best observers I ever saw. He's got a barrel of money now, if we could just find it. And he's made it by being conservative. And now he can tell you what he paid for postal stamps. You can go out to his house and he can show you what he paid for postal stamps in 1960. He can show you, I'm confident, he's got his old records, how much he paid out for chicken feed. And how many, what he got for his eggs when he put them on market. He kept counting. And when he went to fatten two hogs out, he'd go way up so much corn right in his crib.